Welcome to the Blazing Ember podcast, where we aim to amplify the voices of Latino professionals. We, Diana and Maria, founded this podcast to explore unspoken rules and all the ships, leadership, mentorship, sponsorship, and allyship with Latino leaders.
We are here to ignite your path to success with valuable insights. Bienvenidos.
Hola, bienvenidos. Welcome to our podcast, Blazing Ember. I'm Maria.
And I'm Diana, and we're so glad to be back after a brief hiatus.
I know. It's been a while. Life got busy, but we're really excited to reconnect with our audience, you guys.
So I'm really excited. Absolutely on board with you, Maria. And, you know, I think we should let people know why there was kind of this hiatus. So what's new with you, Maria? You've been on the move. As usual.
Yeah, I don't exactly sit still. That's kind of an understatement. So, you know, my day job, I've been leading education initiatives at the state. I've been attending some education-based conferences, speaking on panels, and I'm closing out my first year as the chair of the President's Council of Cornell Women, which is over 700 and something women alumni. And in my Yes, it's great. I love it. They're amazing women. They're doing amazing things. And I was privileged to be selected as chair. So it's my first year. I'm going into my second year and then I move on. I'll try to figure out what's left to do. And then the great news is I just bought a new house.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I moved again. So I went from, for those of you who know, I lived in Houston for a few years, where I had a 5-bedroom house that had a living, a nice size living room, 2 family rooms. And now I'm trying to move that stuff into a decent size townhouse, but still smaller than a 5-bedroom. So really it's been unpacking, sorting, kind of a whirlwind, a little bit crazy, but excited.
I don't know how you do it, Maria. I don't. I think I would have just at some point given up and left everything. And even if that meant getting like IKEA furniture, just like, because the unpacking and repacking alone would have driven me nuts. I mean, like a couple boxes of the like key mementos, everything else, I would just not be able to.
You. That's not me though.
I know that's not you, but
quite a few drop-offs, sorting, giveaway, just, you know, keeping busy, but definitely busy.
That's awesome. And I'm looking forward to seeing you more settled. But, you know, most of all, I'm so happy that you're really now firmly rooted in New York, because you were kind of like, it was not that you were ever really a flight risk, but until you bought that house, we were, there was always that possibility you could pick up and leave if you needed to. But here now, it's cemented again.
Once you buy, it takes a little while before you're sort of like ready to go anywhere. And, you know, you talk about me, but darling, you have also been pretty busy. So why don't you tell our audience kind of some of the fun things you've been doing?
Yeah. So it's been a year. So since we kind of, you know, kicked off this podcast in the beginning of this year, I taught for the first time on anything really, like as a professor. So I was an adjunct professor this spring semester teaching on AI issues. And that was a trip. I learned so much from my students, and I'm so grateful to the university for giving me that opportunity. And I'm happy to go back. Like, I'm going to go back this, the next spring, and it's going to be here before we know it. And then I also did a bunch of other things, right? I completed this McKinsey Management Accelerator, which was like an awesome set of courses preparing me for management and just thinking of, you know, how to problem solve with the business hat. So I really enjoyed that whole program. Then I also completed my, well, you haven't completed, I guess, your tenure, you're midway through. I completed my tenure as second VP of the Alumni Attorneys of Color at Fordham. I finished my 3-year stint on the board of the New York Intellectual Property Association. And then I also, you know, like you, had some speaking opportunities. I was at the Hispanic Association of Corporate Responsibility speaking on AI, did a Deal Academy internally at my company on AI. And then I think, although those are all awesome, I must say the thing that recharged me the most this year was traveling with my family, right? This past summer, I did quite a bit of travel. and got to show my kids Columbia now that they're a little older, and bring them back to so many things that I love. So it's been a lot. we did. I think the two of us take advantage of every moment we have, which is how we stay so busy.
Yes. And I loved your pictures, by the way. Beautiful places that you went to in Colombia. Amazing.
So, but of all of the things, right? I will say, finishing what I call our first season, what we call our first season mm-hmm. of episodes, was no small feat. And I'm very proud of the fact that we got it done and that we were able to have some very faithful listeners and such great feedback from our audience, right? Like, we're not celebrities, but and so we don't have millions of followers, but the fact that there are some people following us and that there is a ripple effect to the work that we do is very meaningful.
Absolutely. It's amazing. It's amazing. And Diana, I'm glad you had a great summer. And again, inspiration for all the stuff you do for our audience. Just so you know, she created that course at Fordham Law. So it's not just that you went to go teach it, which is a big deal. As someone who teaches, I know how much of a big deal it is to do the course and then teach it. So I think, you know, it's really amazing. Again, just the feedback, the support, people saying, you know, when's your next episode? I heard the last one. It was great. And then also hearing from people for whom it has made a difference. So that's been heartwarming.
Yes, absolutely. I love those messages. So if you're listening to this one and you haven't shared a little note with us about how we've created a little bit of a difference in your life or a lot of a difference, we'd love to hear you. You know, and I think the thing that I like so much about this podcast, so much, is, you know, on a personal level, it is just more enriching than any self-help book that I've ever read or any conference that I've gone to, because we get this chance to really talk to leaders in our community, right? And figure out, you know, what is it that makes their ember blaze?
Right.
But it's so very cool to get to know the authentic self of these leaders. And I really value that authenticity because it shines through in their stories. And so you could spend millions or hundreds or thousands of dollars trying to figure this all out. But I think in just 13 episodes, which isn't a significant amount of time, right? It's not to be counted. But in those 13 episodes, there is no doubt in my mind that our guests are successful and are happy. That's another key thing, right? Because they really leaned in to who they are and they took action. You know, there was either a moment in time, an evening, a situation, something that fueled them where their ember, you know, to keep along with this kind of imagery, right? Their ember could have just gone cold. It could have turned into ash. Right. And you would never hear from these people again.
Right.
But that's not what happened, right? Because they fanned it. And they said, this is not how I'm going to go out. This is not what I want to be known for. This is not who I am. And then took steps, like actually put something into motion. Maybe they were traveling, because some of them are like, you know, kind of heavy travelers given the nature of their business.
Right.
But they just moved. They moved either into a new position, or they moved into their passion, or they moved into something. And I really
country or yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So so what do you think, Maria? Like what was like the best part of our season one?
Yeah. So for me, it's been the focus, really. I mean, think about the professional development elements, right? I mean, that was one of the reasons why we really wanted to do this, right? Is to be able to provide people with some concepts of things as Latinos and as anyone else, frankly, because this does apply to anyone. So things I think about, like the focus on mentoring and being mentored and what that means for your career, right? Learning from people that your career can take many paths, some of which you don't think of them. You don't think you're going to go down that path, or you don't think you're not going to like that. But yet still, they've done it and they've been successful. They have talked, to your point, about being authentic. They have been vulnerable. They have been open. I mean, they have shared failures. And to me, that's just so valuable, because none of us are perfect. And we need to know that and understand what you do when you have a failure or when you have some sort of a mess or something you're fixing. And then also the importance of DEI. I mean, I think that came across from most of our
true.
right? It's just, and given where we're at today with the attack on DEI, more than ever, it's something that needs to be important. How are you included? How do you belong, right? And still be, and that success is what you make it. So it, you know, being successful meant different things to each one of our guest speakers.
So true.
Right. And so I could go on and on and on and fill, you know, like the paragraphs to a bibliography. but I, you know, again, loving the honesty and the vulnerability and that they've shared.
Absolutely. And I know that our guests are going to look forward to season two. We've recorded quite a few episodes and are excited to get there.
Yes. So we're going to continue these important discussions. We are not going to go away. We're going to talk about Latinos and Hispanics in leadership, look for more inspiring stories and insights. And as we mentioned at the beginning, and I'll mention it again, please let us know what you think and what you would like to see.
Yes. And thank you. Gracias for tuning in, everybody. A warm special hug to all our past guests and our future guests, which you'll hear from soon. We're so glad to be back and kick off season two, especially because it's Hispanic Heritage Month 2024. So I'm looking forward to embracing this and seeing more embers blaze.
Absolutely. So hasta luego, todos. Los vemos pronto.
Ciao. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to the Blazing Ember podcast and our journey to empowerment. Look out for more episodes to keep your ember blazing.
Visit blazingember.com where you can connect with us and share your feedback. Hasta pronto.